640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. California is dealing with its second major storm in just a matter of days, with some areas getting another 10 inches of rain today. Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency. Schools are closed and evacuation orders are in place again near Sacramento. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is there.
The damage has already begun across the Bay Area and Central Coast. And for at least one family overnight, heartbreak.
We had a fatality up there of a minor.
The town of Occidental's fire chief, Ron Lenardi, described the events following a tree falling on the mobile home of a family of three, killing a toddler.
A 19-year-old also died when she hydroplaned on a wet road into a utility pole. There is still a stalemate for Speaker in the House, where voting is expected to get underway again today. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
There was a series of late-night negotiations and closed-door meetings. We'll see if that was enough to break this deadlock as a third day of voting begins. The first six votes didn't budge this faction of opposition to Kevin McCarthy of California. Until a Speaker is chosen, there's no sitting U.S. House of Representatives. They can't legislate, investigate, or form committees. None of them's been sworn in.
Pope Benedict has been laid to rest at the Vatican. Pope Francis led his funeral earlier as thousands from around the world gathered to mourn Benedict. It's the first time a pope has presided over his predecessor's funeral. Benedict was the first pontiff to resign in 600 years back in 2013. He died last week at 95. A federal judge has cut millions of dollars from damages a jury ordered white supremacists to pay in Virginia.
The financial damages resulted from their role in the violence that erupted during the deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, in the fall of 2017. The judge ordered $24 million in punitive damages, reduced to $350,000. That is a cap imposed under a 1988 Virginia law. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students has been extradited from Pennsylvania to face murder charges. Here's CBS's Dan Lieberman.
Brian Koberger was escorted off a plane late Wednesday. Idaho authorities are expected to release more details about the case once he's officially charged and may unseal the probable cause affidavit, which details the evidence against him.
First Lady Jill Biden will undergo a procedure next week to have a small lesion removed from above her right eye. Doctors discovered it during a routine cancer screening. No word yet if President Biden will be with her, but he did clear his schedule twice last year when she went to the hospital. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. A group of people running for village board in Mount Pleasant is looking to oust Foxconn supporters. Village officials continue to back the Taiwan-owned electronics factory, even though it hasn't met its publicly stated goals about building, hiring, or output. Back in 2017, Foxconn promised to create 13,000 jobs, but at this point only about 1,000 people work there. Foxconn has gotten $37 million from Wisconsin taxpayers. Governor Evers says getting more state money to local governments is one of his priorities for the new year. He had sit-down meetings with the mayors of Milwaukee, Madison, Racine, Green Bay, and Kenosha yesterday. They talked about how to invest in local governments. In sports, the Bucks beat Toronto last night 104-101. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more. libertymutual.com.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Connor. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
All right. Listen, I got a lot to talk about this morning, as always. And I want to begin on yesterday. I spent a lot of time talking about systems. In this country and how systems work and the fact that systems can be in this country can be so rigid that we can't get things accomplished that need to be accomplished. And, you know, this has been an ongoing problem for a long time, and so this morning I'm going to be joined by someone from Milwaukee, Mr. Mike Lappin, from Milwaukee County Health and Human Services, as we are going to talk about what I think is, it just kind of shows how, you know, systems that have supposedly been set in place to benefit the people of this country oftentimes seem to be, you know, void of focusing on what's in the best interest of the people, and at times wind up being in the best interest of the systems themselves. These systems have to be, and I know how difficult they are, and you hear people saying, well, you know, that's the way the system is, and so we can't move things, we can't make the changes necessary because that's the way the system is. Well, you know, systems are made to be changed and challenged. If they aren't benefiting the people, then to me, to hell with the systems. Because what is the purpose of them in the first place, and why were they set in motion? And then who's in charge of those systems? Clearly, you and I are the people who have to deal with the outcomes of those systems. Did not select the system, did not put the system in motion, and yet we all have to deal with the outcomes of what those systems are. So we're going to spend some time this morning talking about systems, governmental systems, that were supposedly put together to benefit the people, and the people are not aware of it, how those systems work, but yet sometimes those systems wind up in clear opposition to the very people that they've been supposedly put together, you know, to benefit. But let me begin here. Now, I was talking about this on yesterday, and I've got to expand it even more because, you know, I didn't get many calls on it, but it doesn't matter. But this is something that we need to be talking about, and whether it affects you today, you know, maybe it doesn't affect you personally, individually, but it's certainly going to affect those you love, and in a twinkling of an eye, you are going to be engaged, and you are going to be impacted and affected by this. And it's, again, a healthcare issue. We don't fix this because we just don't care about old people. Lawmakers are proposing billions of dollars to strengthen long-term care. It isn't nearly enough. So can somebody explain to me why we are not willing to invest the money that we need to be investing, basically, $1 trillion or more to prepare for the aging of the elderly in this country? We don't think a second about every year investing $1 trillion in the military, but a one-time $1 trillion investment in the elderly. We won't even, that's kind of crazy talk. How does that make any sense? How are we accepting those of us who, again, in a fleeting moment, are going to be in that system? How come we don't think that that's something that's important? Maybe we're not in that system yet, but there are people who are in that system right now, and it's a harbinger, the way they're being treated. That's a harbinger for what's going to happen to you and I. Now, I know there's not a lot of people on the airways talking about it because it's not important to most people. But how can those of you who are in my generation not be concerned about it? Because if you're in my generation, you have parents, aunts, uncles, neighbors, people you who have impacted your life, they're in that system now. And look how they're being treated. The sweeping social spending package inching its way through Congress contains billions of dollars for something that Americans don't like to think about. And maybe that's what it is. Politicians don't like to talk about long-term care. Why? Why is it that the politicians don't want to talk about long-term care? Well, you know, probably because people are getting up in age and they're not as engaged in politics. Oh, politics. And so it's not as important to them as they enter into, you know, the latter years of their lives. They're not as concerned about me and voting for me because, you know, I got to reach out to the people who are going to be here. It's the missing piece of the American safety net, and one that is particularly acute in an aging society, long-term care, or what's now called long-term services and support. It's essential for millions of people who are elderly or people with disabilities who cannot do basic things such as feed, clothe, or bathe themselves. But delivering such care is enormously costly. and Washington has addressed the issue only haltingly over the years. Listen, you know, mental illness is another one of those issues where we have fallen short as a society. We don't want to fund this and these people. And here's what I don't understand. The elderly amongst us have done their part. They've made the country what it is. They can't help the fact that they're aging, because you are going to go the same way if you live long enough. I'm going to go the same way if I live long enough. And we've set this thing into motion for all of those who are now in leadership. It's easy to dismiss them because we don't see them. You know, we don't see them. They're out of sight. Unlike the mentally ill, who we can see, and yet even though we see the mentally ill, we dismiss them because in a society like this, they have no value. But the elderly, you can see if you go to the nursing homes, we're there as they continue to build warehouses to house us, because that's what they're doing now. It's good business now to build retirement facilities. And many of those retirement facilities, as I talked about on yesterday, are not equipped to house those of us who are winding up there shortly in a proper manner. But now we have people who are now understanding the impact that this is going to be having. They know it on Capitol Hill, but they're cowardly, because they should be out front on this. Look, many of the people on Capitol Hill have enough resources that they won't wind up in the nursing homes that I'm going to wind up in. They'll be able to go to retirement villages where there's medical staff on the premises 24 hours a day. And so if you have money in a society and you age, you'll be able to age with grace. But if you don't have money and all you have is your pension and your Social Security, you're going to be warehoused like they warehouse animals. That's a fact. And yet, nobody's talking about it. Why? Why aren't we talking about it? Well, we want to talk about all these other things that don't mean anything. Well, you know, the Packers are playing the Lions, and the Packers are getting ready to, you know, make it to the champion, you know, the playoffs. Who gives a rip? That's a game. We're talking about life. And we're talking about ladder life and the quality of that. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit LibertyMutual.com to learn more. LibertyMutual.com.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies today with a chance for scattered snow showers. High temperatures reach up to 32. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Chance for snow showers. Lows level off around 26. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs around 31. A dusting of snow today through tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. The United States is in the midst of a caregiving crisis, and we have a once-in-a-generational opportunity to address it. Senator Bob Casey, Democrat, Pennsylvania, who secured the provision in the bill with Representative Debbie Dingell, a Democrat of Michigan, and tells Politico in a statement, "This is a significant step towards meeting our commitment to seniors, people with disabilities, home care workers, and their families." So in the Build Back Better plan, there was $150 billion that was earmarked to go to addressing keeping elderly people at home as opposed to them going into nursing homes. And so Republicans wanted to cut that in half because they say we can't afford that. We can't afford $150 billion, which is nowhere near enough to address the crises that we know is coming. And yet, that $150 billion, which would have started things to moving in the right direction, has been pared down. Republicans wanted $75 billion. At the same time, again, I'm going to keep repeating this, $858 billion we've sent to the military. And you're telling me that all we can afford is $75 billion to address what is coming with elderly and disabled people? Lack of resources has kept more than 800,000 people on the state waiting list to receive Medicaid services, and untold numbers not even trying to get on the list. Funding will also improve the pay and working conditions of hardworking but underpaid home health care workforce. How many times do we have to go over and over and over this? If you don't increase the pay to people who are taking care of the elderly and pay them more than $12 an hour, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think there are people lined up? You know, you hear people saying, well, we can't get people to work in the restaurants. We can't get people to work on the jobs. We can't get people to do this. There's a shortage of workforce everywhere. There's a shortage of the workforce because we aren't compensating people rightfully. And if you're not compensating people rightfully in fast food entities, then there's clearly no chance at all in the long term that you're going to get people who to work with the elderly, the mentally ill, when you're paying them the same that you're paying people who work in fast food entities. We know what the issues are, okay? We know where the problems lie. The question becomes, we have politricksters, especially those on the right, who just refuse to address what we all know are the issues that some of the most important issues of our time. Listen, like I said, you got a lot of money, you can dismiss it. But there are more people who don't have, you know, generational wealth than do. You know, no question whatsoever. You got generational wealth, you just find the best retirement place you can find. And the floors will be marble. And the toilets will be gold. And the best doctors and staffing. And the best chefs, you know, 400 thread sheets. You know, I mean, that's what happens when there's money. Because that's the kind of society and world we live in. But the majority of us, that doesn't include us. So, you know, I could care less that, you know, nobody's calling on this. It doesn't matter to me. Because, you know, I know most of you listening to those folk who, you know, 800 thread sheets. I'm sorry, I said 400 thread. But 800, 1,200 thread sheets. I think mine are only 400. I think that's the best that I can afford. But we are. These are things that we, as a society, who claims to be a Christian society, right? The nation was founded under the Judeo-Christian ethic. That's what they taught me. We're as far away from that as anybody can be. I happen to know a little bit about what's in that book called the Bible. And I do know about what I see. And this country doesn't measure up at all. I see you, Gary. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789. Hang on, Gary. We'll be right to you. Be right back. Don't really want to talk about it. So many times you hurt me so much. So many times you hurt me so much. You hurt me so much. Too many times you said it was over.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. People in parts of Northern California are being warned to evacuate as a bomb cyclone clobbers the state with record rain and hurricane-force winds. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen.
There will be a risk to lives and property, and it's at a high to possibly even extreme danger along the immediate California coastline and also across the Sierra. It goes on up into the lower portions of Oregon.
Republicans could be set for another day of voting for House Speaker. CBS's Robert Costa.
Democrats for now and probably for this entire process are going to hold the line. Sources close to Hakeem Jeffries, the new Democratic leader, say they're not going to offer a hand here because it's not their obligation to solve the Republicans' problem.
at the Vatican. A final goodbye to former Pope Benedict, whose body was buried there this morning. Tens of thousands of people gathered for his funeral today, nearly a week after his death. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Gasoline prices in Wisconsin are going back up. AAA says the statewide average went up 9 cents yesterday to $3.11 a gallon for regular. That's 20 cents higher than it was a week ago. AAA blames temporary refinery shutdowns in late December due to bad weather. Demand for fuel is also on the rise. People in Wisconsin have a little more time to sound off about the state's wolf management plan. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is extending the public comment period through the end of February. The DNR says Wisconsin's wolf management strategy hasn't been updated since 2017. Wardens say Wisconsin's wolf population has changed since then. In sports, the Bucks just barely beat Toronto last night, 104-101. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Jim Santel for just a few more minutes. As you point out, this is a civil trial, not a criminal trial. You think that the Trump org will end up with the death penalty under New York law.
Letitia James, she's doing the civil case, right? This is a criminal matter.
Oh, it is. So I misunderstood.
It is, yes.
Normally I leave the being wrong to Dom.
right?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Show as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, you really do get to a point where government and what happens in government, it's frustrating to all of us, because government is supposedly created to make things better and life better for the citizens of this country. But when you look at the laws that have been created, and when you need to count on government for things, we don't always, it's easy to blame government. I get it, right? There are times when government works. When there's snowstorms and you need to have the streets cleared, when you need to have the garbage collected, you know, when you need you know, law enforcement and you need courts and you need those kinds of things. Yes, you know, government plays a role in that. But then when you look at things outside of those things that we need almost on a daily basis, when you look at things where you think, well, government's role is to protect the citizens and the citizenry, but then once you peel back the veneer and look at how government is impacted and how it's working, then you have to shake your head. Listen to this. A recent poll from the Kaiser Family Foundation found that 1 in 5 Americans is receiving care from a family member or close friend. A similar proportion is providing unpaid care. And on both ends, many of them report that they need more help from a paid nurse or aide, and money is why they can't get it. Money should never be in the wealthiest nation on earth. The reason why Americans and citizens of this nation can't get help. There's more money in this country than there is almost in all the rest of the world combined wealth. And we only make up 4% of the global population. So why are we talking about, well, we can't do it because there's no financial will to do it. There's no money. Money, of course, is the biggest reason that it's so hard to find a nationwide solution and why even Democrats mostly shy away from it. Again, that can't be acceptable that people want to shy away from what is the right thing to do. The right thing to do is to make sure that in this society, that people with mental health issues who don't choose to be mentally ill, that we find a way to take care of them. It can't be accepted. Although it is. Well, you know, we don't have the financial resources. Okay. Then we need to mobilize as a citizenry and make sure, because we know the resources are there. Long-term services, including nursing homes, cost well over $400 billion a year. Okay. $400 billion, a lot of money, right? And that's according to the Bipartisan Policy Center. No question, it's a lot of money. But it's only half or less than half of what we put out every year for the military. What's more important? I'll tell you. I know what's more important. The people are. The people are. You know, maybe, you know, with all the weaponry that we have, you know, maybe let's take a hiatus for a couple years on our military budget. Oh, no, we can't. We can't do that, you know. Earl, are you not aware of what we are doing in outer space? You know, we've got space. What is it? Space Wars or whatever it's called. We've got this new military branch called the Space Something, whatever that is.
Space Force.
Space Force. Space Force. So. Maybe right now we can't afford to do Space Force because we want to make sure that people with disabilities in this country are treated fairly and justly. And maybe we can't do Space Force right now because we see what's coming down the pike with our elderly, and we're going to do everything within our power to make sure that in the latter years of their lives, you know, they are treated with dignity and respect, and that the elderly are treated with dignity and respect. You know, I'm old enough to remember a time in this country when the mentally ill weren't just tolerated. Those who came before my generation built the facilities that housed the mentally ill, who made sure that the mentally ill was not on the streets. There was a time in this society that that was the case. And I've also lived long enough to see where we are now. And the excuses that are made. I'm not blaming any individual. I'm talking about a society that accepts what is taking place now. And there was a time that we did those hard things and made the tough decisions, and we sided with what was in the best interest of human beings. We no longer do that. We don't do that anymore. And I long for that. Not because, you know, I need that for me, but because I see so many souls, the way they're being treated, knowing that, and the people you see on the street wandering around aimlessly, and we just can't seem to do what's right. You know, we just can't do that because that whole nation founded under the Judeo-Christian ethic is just not true. And even if it was ever founded under that, it's not that way now. Listen, got to get to a point where people's lives matter again. You know, whether they did at one point in time, you know, again, I do remember when it mattered. Doesn't matter now. And I don't know, you know, if the people were able to collectively understand. And, you know, when you see that person walking around in the street, you know, or when you see that veteran sleeping under bridges and eating out of garbage cans, and we celebrate the veteran, oh, we love the veterans. Oh, you do you? You see those people sleeping under the bridges and eating out of garbage cans. Those are veterans, many of them. Well, you know. That was then, this is now. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man? How you feel? How you feeling?
Well, first off, we the people ultimately are the government, so we collectively have to understand and keep on pounding in people's heads that the power lies within us if we really want to do something. I don't know if people are busy working all the time or what the heck it is, but they don't really seem to, again, I keep saying it, it's like they're hitting their head against the wall because they do nothing to help themselves.
Let me ask you, Tom, why wouldn't people want to invest in family caregiving? If we are not willing to build the facilities necessary to house all of these baby boomers, don't you think, and we know it would be cheaper to then do it, by keeping people at home as long as they can, why wouldn't we just invest in that, man?
You know what? I don't understand it myself. Like I said, there should be some type of, do we say that we care about our elderly? We say we care about the children.
Or the mentally ill, you know. The mentally ill, the elderly, the children, we don't.
These are the biggest lies that are told to the American people more than anything else on the planet. They keep us fighting with each other, so therefore the real issues can never get solved. I really want to urge any Democratic congressperson or anybody out there, take the mantle of pro-life, not just by your words, but by your deeds. Take that back from the Republican Party. Call the other issue a woman's right to choose or the government's right to choose, but take back this issue pro-life and start standing on a pro-life platform in terms of the children that don't have food to eat, the elderly who don't have, you know, the benefits that they need, the home care that's needed. That's all life, people. So why are we not jumping on that And we just keep seeding that ground to the killers, basically, the killing party that doesn't want to do anything for we the people. I mean, hey, Earl, one big bomb and we're all gone.
Hey,
I'm glad we wasted all our money on the military-industrial complex.
Let me ask you,
Tom. Nothing to help us.
Have you in your lifespan had to loved ones in the nursing home?
Luckily, no.
Okay.
Because my dad didn't want to be in the nursing home.
Yeah.
He passed away before that. I guess I have. And they're not real happy being in the nursing home.
No.
They know that.
No. So, hey, Tom, man, thank you very much for the call. Hey, Jake, what's going on, man? What do you say?
Hey, Earl, the reason they don't want to, allow us to spend our money on, our parents and grandparents is because we saw back in 2020 what Donald Trump and the Republicans had planned for an aging America, pandemicide. They were more than happy to watch a million people die. Most of them had
elderly,
issues,
right.
Like, for instance, the elderly, being old was an issue that, led to death when it came to COVID, and Donald Trump didn't care. The Republican Party didn't care. In fact, the past few days have been a perfect example of what the problem is. Kevin McCarthy only cares about his own ego. They can't even get to work on the problems of Americans because they're too busy fighting amongst each other with one of these corrupt, conservative, Russia-loving Putin puppets is going to be the next Speaker of the House.
You know, man, I'm going to keep on hammering on this because, it is nonsensical that a nation like ours does not provide for the mentally ill who can't, through no fault of their own, have to function in this society. The elderly who, through the evil consequences of aging, has gotten them in a position where they can't do for self. Every one of us is going to face that if we live long enough, right? If there's one common denominator, Democrat, Republican, black, white, male, female, rich, poor, I don't care who you are, you're going to reach a point in your life cycle that you get to a point where you can no longer help yourself. Right? Even the strongest, athlete is going to reach that point in time. So that's one thing that we should be able to work together on. Yes, sir.
That's right. And speaking of mental illness, you would think a Congress run by people clearly as mentally ill as Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene, you think they'd be willing to help the mentally ill?
I guess not. Yeah. Hey, Jake, thank you very much for the call. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Due to rising costs continuing to impact Americans, it doesn't mean you have to start the new year with an empty wallet. Here's Mark Stieber, Chief Tax Information Officer at Jackson Hewitt.
Our most recent survey found an overwhelming 77% of people did not know they could get an early advance on their tax refund. Set yourself up for the new year by visiting a local Jackson Hewitt office where you can qualify for up to $3,500 with a no-fee refund advance, all before the IRS even starts sending tax refunds.
To learn more, visit jacksonhewitt.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Chance for scattered snow showers this afternoon. Otherwise, overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 32. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of snow showers again tonight. Lows level off around 26. Cloudy skies expected. Overcast tomorrow. Highs level off around 31. A dusting of snow today through tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Get past the people, get past the hitmen.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I want to make a correction. Mr. Michael Lappin is not going to be joining us today. I had a mistake in scheduling, so just want to make sure people are aware of that. But here's what I want to talk about next. I was, you know, as I was preparing for the show this morning, I was looking at the Wall Street Journal, and there was this article that that caught my eye. And the Wall Street Journal, which is really kind of a conservative newspaper, and it talked about America is a sick society, literally, a poor pandemic response and high drug overdose deaths prove all is not well. You know, many of us clearly always state how great our country is and people from all over the world want to get to America. There's no question about that. But they want to get to America for many different reasons. Clearly, a lot of that is the fact that nobody's going to be attacking this country. You don't have to worry about people bombing this nation. This nation's basically only been bombed a couple times and not in war. You know, what took place in Oklahoma many years ago when there were bombs and they were really not bombs. They were fabricated bombs. I guess gasoline and fire was dropped on what was the name of the area where blacks owned a lot of land and property, and they were bombed out. I don't know why I can't remember.
The Tulsa race massacre.
Yeah, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
That was the one time the nation was bombed. And then people can say, well, no, they bombed Hawaii. Well, that's not the mainland, right? So we basically are safe from that kind of thing. That's not going to happen in this country. Our defenses are strong enough, and our technology is strong enough that that's not going to happen. So people can come here and feel safe. People can come here and make a better life for themselves in many instances where they live, depending on the third world nations, because they're not people who live in Europe who are knocking down the walls to get into America. Let's be honest. The people who are looking to get into America are the people who struggle in third world nations and poor nations. So when you hear people say, why are so many people, if America is such a bad place, why are so many people trying to get here? Let's look at the people who we're talking about who are trying to get here, right? But here's, I want to read a little bit about this from this article. And then, and would love to have some response from you and the listening audience. And for most of my life, I rejected the assertion that America is a sick society. This judgment seemed too broad and lacking in nuance. Yes, there was regress in some areas, such as the surge of gun-related crimes in the 1980s, But there was progress on other fronts. Life expectancy increased steadily, and a rising share of Americans had access to health care. Now, he's talking about the 1980s. The rate of smoking among young people declined sharply, as did teen pregnancy. Many gaps among racial and ethnic groups were narrowing. These positive developments gave me hope that the U.S. was moving in a healthier direction. Over the past two decades, however, I've increasingly questioned my earlier confidence. Now, in the wake of the pandemic, I've concluded that I was wrong. It's no secret that the life expectancy in the U.S. is much lower than it should be. In 2019, before COVID-19 pandemic struck, we ranked 29th among the 38 member nations of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. U.S. life expectancy trailed Germany by 2.5 years, Canada's by 3.2 years, and France's by 4 years. Some of the disparity reflects the U.S.'s terrible performance in infant mortality. It ranked 33rd. Now listen to that. The United States of America, the wealthiest, most powerful military in the world, ranks 33rd behind every European and Asian country in infant mortality. Some of it reflects huge geographical disparities within the U.S. The life expectancy gap in 2019 between America's best state, Hawaii, and worst was about 7 years. Still, even Hawaii trailed 25 other countries. West Virginia would have placed dead last behind Mexico. The pandemic made things worse because the COVID death rate in the U.S. was much higher than in most other high-income countries. The U.S. suffered 332 deaths per 100,000. Again, we have the best health care in the world, yet the worst rate of death that than in with COVID with all the other nations. Compare with 240 in France, 194 in Germany, 128 in Canada. U.S. life expectancy fell to 76.4% in 2021, the lowest since 1996, erasing a quarter century of progress. The point is, the nation is in decline. And I know that many of you don't want to face that. You don't want to believe that because, you know, you're still working. You got a great retirement fund. You know, things are fine where you live, you know. And so you can still go on vacations as people flew all over this world, all over the country during a holiday. Spent more money than drunken sailors, you know. And so they were able to do that. So you look at that from your own perspective and only your perspective, and to you, everything is fine. Our nation, what are you talking about, Earl? My life is great. Yeah, that's the issue. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You know, give us a buzz. Be right back.
Play on it now.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lierley helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a while, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss him. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's mine to Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.